This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
During COVID, I think it's like what we all need is that sense of community, as cheesy as that sounds. I think that's what also made this experience valuable for our storytellers too. You know, we've like heard from many of them who were really thankful for the experience to just like talk about their stories and like talk about their experiences. I think we've like really realized that sense of like connection that we all really need. I think like this year more than ever, a project like this is like really, really valuable.
That's Ashna Thakkar, Marketing and Community Outreach Coordinator at Toronto Ward Museum, as well as one of the research coordinators for their Block by Block exhibition, which launches later this month. Toronto Ward Museum is a museum without a physical location, and it's dedicated to filling gaps in Toronto's heritage sector. Their programming is developed and delivered by immigrants across the GTA, takes a multidisciplinary and multi-sector approach, and focuses on individual narratives. Ashna tells me that there's lots of projects that come to life through the Ward Museum, but Block by Block is their biggest initiative, running from February to December. Block by Block employs a team of researcher curators who conduct interviews with residents in their community, who are also referred to as storytellers. This year, they're exhibiting these stories November 13th onwards.
So each neighborhood team has about three researcher curators and then one local coordinator. So the local coordinator is kind of there to kind of organize for their neighborhood, and the researcher curators are the ones who are mainly conducting the interviews, but everybody was kind of, it was a collaborative effort to do outreach. Before COVID, that meant like going to events physically to meet people in the neighborhoods, talk about the project, see who was interested. And then we tried to continue that as best as we could when it became all virtual, reaching out to different organizations in the neighborhoods. And then once we got our storytellers on board, we all collectively came up with, you know, intentional, impactful questions that we could ask, you know, surrounding the person's personal experiences, their immigration journeys, their experiences living in their neighborhood, the stigmas that exist in their neighborhoods, if they work in specific community leadership roles, like what, how they came about that, like what does that entail, you know, their hopes and dreams and, you know, what they imagine for the future of their neighborhoods.
The first edition of Block by Block was in 2017, and the project spanned neighborhoods of Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. In recent years, and for the future, the Ward Museum is focused on four Toronto neighborhoods: Regent Park, Parkdale, Agincourt, and Victoria Park. Ashna explains that their attention to these specific neighborhoods is very intentional.
It's always neighborhoods or, you know, areas that are changing a lot, like that are all experiencing redevelopment physically in some way.
She tells me that this year's Block by Block exhibition involves a virtual event series and a few physical components that follow COVID-19 guidelines. Online, folks can look forward to audio and video clips from the interviews, as well as an online event series involving two panels and an online celebration.
So the first one on the 19th, which I'll be moderating, is a panel with some of our storytellers. So across all the four neighborhoods, we want to bring them together and really highlight the work that they do. Because we've interviewed some really, you know, great community leaders, and we really want to give them a space to continue these conversations and with an audience. And so that's that first one. The second one on the 26th is a panel with some of our youth curators that are on the Block by Block team. And we're going to be talking more about like what is archiving, what are museums, that type of stuff, and our experiences with Block by Block and like what our kind of museum model is. And then the third event will be our finale. It'll be a celebration, and we have artists from all four neighborhoods who will be doing live performances and I think possibly some spoken word also.
And in the actual neighborhoods, there will be poster exhibits at several community locations running from November 13th till the end of the month. These illustrated posters will involve quotes from storytellers, and some of those posters have been teased on the Ward Museum social media. Ashna wears a lot of hats when it comes to the Block by Block exhibition. On top of being the marketing and community outreach coordinator at the museum, she's also a researcher curator for this year's Regent Park neighborhood. She says that she got to know the community while she was working with Regent Park Film Festival last year.
Because I love the neighborhood so much, I applied to be on the Regent Park team this year because I wanted to continue learning about the neighborhood and continue meeting more people in the neighborhood and hear their stories, because there are some like really inspiring people who live in the neighborhood who like I wish I could sit with and like talk to all day, because I think they'd have such fantastic like experiences and like, you know, insight. There's so many people who've been living there for years and years and years, like through all the redevelopment, through all the changes that have happened, and that's so, so interesting to me to like hear about. So yeah, the neighborhood's super special to me.
To hear directly from storytellers, make sure you check out Toronto Ward Museum's Block by Block exhibition. To learn more about the museum, locations for their poster exhibition, or to register for their online events, visit the CGRU website. This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.